Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
Infinity and beyond.
He's live. He's nationwide. This is the Zach Gelb Show.
Alrighty, welcome back in. Hour number 2 of our radio program. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I see this guy at Madison Square Garden a ton these days. He's hanging out with John Starks, and he's enjoying a lot of New York Knicks victories as the Knickerbockers are up 3-2 in the NBA series second round up against the Indiana Pacers. Always rocking those fresh shades as well. We'll talk about them in just a bit. And that is a man whose shoes I actually once wore as a kid. Growing up on Long Island, going to Stephen Barry's with the Starburys. And that, of course, is Stephon Marbury joining us right now. Steph, appreciate it. How you been, my man?
I'm blessed, man. I can't complain. Enjoying the playoffs here in New York, hometown, homegrown. Beautiful time for basketball, being here to see the Knicks doing what they're doing, playing in the playoff, fighting to try to go into the Eastern Conference final to try to get back into the championship after so long. So it's a beautiful thing, and it's a beautiful time. The Rangers, like, wow, I went to the Ranger game. That was the best. Like, that was – hockey is – like, that's a whole nother story, but hockey is definitely by far the hardest sport ever to play. It's not even close.
What would Stephon Marbury look like if we ever got you on the ice?
Oh my God. I don't know. I just want to be able to like be on a like the side and then slide in through the middle and then like, man, it's amazing. Cause it's like watching soccer on ice and basketball at the same time. And then the level of focus and commitment, like somebody hit you not to hit somebody with a stick. Like, and then I learned, don't hit the goalie. You hit the goalie, it's over with. Like, all of the different things. I'm like, yo, I love these rules. It's like gladiator style on ice with a puck. Like this, can you imagine swinging that thing? And like that, it's crazy.
I would fall flat on my face. I'm a huge hockey fan. And in the NBA,
I'm loving it.
We don't see any fights in the NBA anymore. In hockey, you touch the goalie, all hell breaks loose.
It's over with. It's over. My friend, I brought him, Jacob.
Truba.
Look, let me tell you, I brought this kid to the – I brought them – he never been to a Ranger game, and he loved the Rangers, and I didn't know that he loved hockey. And he was explaining the game to me. I was like, oh, my God, I wanted somebody to teach me about the game. Because, you know, you watching the game and you don't really know what's going on. It's boring. But when you know what's going on and you into it and you learn the – like, it was easy to learn the rules. He was like, it's like basketball. Once he said that, it automatically clicked. And then I started watching. And everybody jumped up at the same time. The congressman from, I mean, the government, Governor Christie, he was there, Dolan, it was incredible. It was great.
But let me get back to the hardwood as Stephon Marbury is here with us. You got to describe your emotions. Like, we saw them last night, but when you see Jalen Brunson pop off for 44 points and win game five, take me through how you kind of process what you're seeing.
We're seeing magic. We're seeing positive energy in New York being manifested. Rick Brunson, he played for the Knicks. His son, he brought him here. He brought him and allowed him to go on the court, running on the court, shooting. He's heard those loud noises, those cheers when those big shots was made at the end of the game. So he's familiar with that feeling. He understands it. He was built for it. And for him to be this positive and this so, you know, so deeply humble, you can tell that it comes from his parents, you know, from being guided in a proper way and, you know, speaking and thinking and never making excuses or mistakes. I mean, I'm never making excuses about the mistakes that he's made, owning up to it in New York, knowing that. That's like, that's fortune, you know, and being able to see him do what he did in a pivotal game, it only shows that, you know, him being recognized as a superstar in his league, you know, he earned it. He earned his stripes doing it in a Mecca in Madison Square Garden. Game five, a pivotal game. This is to have two more shots. They only got one shot. You know, we would have been the ones going into their home court if we would lose this game last night and going into Indy. We already know it's gonna be hard to do that. As Pacers know, it's going to be hard to beat us in the Pacers and then come into the Garden and beat us. Come on, stop it. Whatever's going on, everything got to freeze. If that happens, it's the game seven Indy. Everything got to freeze and everybody got to pay focus to that. I got to tell them, like, look, I got to stop. This is important. This is for the city. I got to go.
And my my favorite part about this team is just the toughness. Like, I could watch this team play any day just because of how tough of a group they are with all these injuries, too.
Grit, grind, like Bird. I can't even say enough about him. That just shows the preparation that Tibbs, when you trust him, trust your coach. That's our leader. We got to trust his decisions, right? Like for so many years, they trusted Bill Belichick, right? There's a reason why they trust him. They trust him because he was the leader, and then he showed why consistently over and over, why. This is what we're building. We're trying to get towards that. Tibbs is the guy, right? Tibbs has everyone prepped and prepared, focused with understanding. A guy, Burke, he sits on the bench. You think he don't want to play? It's the playoffs. Everybody want to play. This is the time to shine. This is where you get paid at. Finally, Burke, his number gets called. Like, that's him being prepped and ready, prepared. That's making sure that he's doing what he's supposed to do inside the weight room, inside the conditioning, to come out doing shooting drills, game speed. Like, that, I know that's happening because I know that's Tibbs. I was under his tutelage at one time when I was in Boston, so I got a chance to see how he operated. So being able to see this guy get on the basketball court and play the way how he played, with confidence, shooting the three-point shot from the corner, knocking it down, faking, ball faking, shooting pull-ups. Like, that's like you've been already on the court hooping. And people say, oh, why wasn't he playing? You can't question that. This is the moment we needed him. We needed him for that moment, game five, when everybody's hurt and people looking around. And here comes Burke. He says, I have a cape too.
And it drives me bonkers, Stephon Marbury. I'm glad what you said about Tom Thibodeau, because after game four, you have so many people, oh, his demanding coaching style has ruined this team and has forced all these injuries. And I'm watching it saying, he's exceeded all expectations. This guy has been so successful in New York, and it's wild to me how he doesn't get more national praise.
I mean, he's not going to get national praise until he wins. And that's why it's so much push down. That's why we got to keep pushing up. And we keep pushing up, but now more and more of New York is starting to come together. See, it's easy to divide us, but now, because the coach is changing, he's bringing in that college feel, that Villa, that Nova Knicks. You know what I'm saying? You start doing the Nova Knicks now you have a college feel You have the chemistry with Dante, with Hart and Jalen. Those guys have a chemistry that you just can't disconnect. There's no breaking that. Like, that formula is magical because they won at a level where you and I know college basketball is huge in America. That's a plateau, right? That's a plateau for some, and some become famous and live on from being college players, let alone extending towards being in greatness in the NBA, right? So that's a part that those guys are well familiar with. And by them winning at that level, they already understand that. They understand the fanfare that comes with that, the fanatics that come with that. You know, they felt that. And at college, it's even with more enthusiasm because it's of their peers. You got what I'm saying? Opposed to
Sure.
NBA, it's older people, it's different generations. But in college, it's just that. It's the seniors and the freshmen. And that's impactful. You got to go to college to feel that and understand that. And a lot of guys, some guys that went to the NBA, they got to just understand adult life. You got what I'm saying? They didn't get a chance to grow. And some people need that. But these guys, they have that. And now with Leon and Wes, what they're putting together, they're putting together a nice nucleus. And you can see it inside of the garden. It has beautiful light watching this. I will follow this. I will pay money to be a season ticket holder to watch that type of basketball along with a mixture. Yes, Jalen will grow. He will learn more about getting up off the ball at certain situations. He's still young in his career, right? He's growing into his superstardom. Yes, Dante will play with more toughness. Last night, I feel like he played a better game last night than the game that he played where he had 35 something points. I
Let me
feel like his energy was, it was through the roof.
Stephon Marbury here with us. Let me ask you about Dante DiVincenzo because I loved what he said after the game, and he was getting into it with the Pacers, and he said, "Hey, that team, they're trying to be tough guys." Do you kind of see that when you watch Indiana? They're trying to be someone they're not?
It doesn't matter. They were on the road. They were losing. They beat us bad one night, and then we beat them in the daytime, and then we beat them bad at nighttime. And now they're frustrated. They're mad, and they feel what they feel. It's okay. It's chatter. It's basketball. Neither one of those guys want to get fined big money for fighting, and they don't want to get kicked out for no game. So it's just like barking. Like, you know, and then you put the dog right next to the other dog, and then you don't hear nothing. And then you put him back, and then they start barking. That's basically what that is. It's cool. Let's talk basketball.
Well, how about how it's been with watching those games with John Starks? Because I love it. You guys have emotion just like your fans. You can't even get a handshake down correctly last night. You're bumping into each other, just going nuts how excited you guys are.
Okay, so for me, I'm laser sharp. I'm laser focused into the game. Every single play I'm watching. Me as a Knicks fan growing up here, before this court was, like I said, I got to keep saying it. This court is where I dreamed about playing, like along with every other kid who learns about Madison Square Garden. Once you learn about Madison Square Garden, you understand the beauty of it, the fortune in it, the positive energy that's in it, because everybody that goes inside of Madison Square Garden, they want to put on their absolute best. They don't want nothing else. They want to destroy Madison Square Garden. So you're getting that energy from all of the people that go to perform. So for me, seeing this, right? Playing there, like I played high school, I lost 2 years in high school, then finally won my senior year, then played college against Iverson, a classic, then play there with the Knicks. I know the noise, I understand it. Like I watched it, Bernard King, Rory Sparrow, like all of the players, not just Pat, like Tucker, everybody. Like I was one of those kids watching Bernard King get busy, right? Black and white TVs. I was that kid. So being there watching it and watching a guard do what it is that they're doing up close, person. And then I coached for 4 years. So, my coaching experience gave me more insight and understanding about the game. So when I see that, I'm like, wow, he's doing this with no athleticism. Like, this is all skill-based. You know what I'm saying? This is all work, like on-the-ground work. If he added jumping and dunking and all of that to his game, it would be different, but God is fair, right? LeBron can't shoot free throws sometimes. He shoot air balls, but, Brunson is doing the same things that LeBron did, and he's only 6 foot. He's 6'8", 280. It's, you see the difference? Like, it's just different type of willpower.
Well, last thing I want to ask you before we talk about the shades, obviously, with Camelo, make sure you check it out, CHAMELO.com. Do you think this is it for Minnesota? They were up 2-0. Now they're down 3-2 in the series. They're going up against Joker and Murray. How do you kind of think this series will play on out with Denver being up 3-2?
Well, I'll tell you like this. You're playing against the champs. And when you're playing against the champs, you can't play good games. You have to play great games, right? You winning by 25, 30 points against the champs, that doesn't faze them. They know what they did wrong, right? If they lose by that much, they know what they did wrong, right? When they win, they know what you did wrong. And now, right now, you got to basically knock them out. So when you play against the Joker, a guy who's won MVP 3 years in a row, the most skilled big man to ever touch a basketball, the Joker, I said it. Whenever you play against a player like that, and then you have the supporting cast, you have to make sure when you play against them, you make no mistakes. And a mistake can be getting too high, right? And now, when you lose on your court and then you got to go back to their court when you beat them on their court, you got to try to reduplicate that. But the thing is, they made the adjustment on your court. So it's going to be a different series. It's going to be different. So we got to wait and see.
All righty, Stephon Marbury, before we let you run, I love the shades. You've been rocking them all throughout the postseason. I've been seeing you courtside celebrating the Knicks. The floor is yours. Tell me about them.
Well, Camelo is a new state-of-the-art glasses. It's the next wave of the future. These glasses, when you turn them on and off, they could go from light to dark. You can see my eyes.
Yeah.
Right? And then now you can't. And then you can have audio. You can have Bluetooth. You can have, the music playing from your phone. So you don't have to use AirPods anymore. Right. If you got to talk on the phone, you can talk right on the phone with your sunglasses. So if you're at the beach chilling out, you don't got to go pick your phone up and put it on your phone. You can keep your phone in your bag. It don't get hot anymore and then burn. And then, you got to put your phone down. Your phone is getting hot. That's done. That's over with. Them days is over with. All you're doing is talking to Siri. And then eventually in advance, we'll have the technology with the inside of the glasses. But this is the first part of doing something that is revolutionary, is different. And it's something that would, people would gravitate towards. We have all different kinds. We have some kinds where, you can touch the glasses and they have different colors. It's for girls. It's not just for men. So you can touch you can touch and tap, and it'll go from pink to orange to blue. Yeah. So, people can go and check it out on Camelo.com, CHAMELO, Camelo.com.
Once again, that's www.chamelo.com. He's Stephon Marbury. Stephon, this is great. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, thanks for having me.
There he is. What an excellent conversation with Stephon Marbury. Really did enjoy that. That was a whole lot of fun to hear his excitement about the New York Knicks. Okay, we'll take a time out. When we come on back, we go from the hardwood to the ice. A lot of craziness in hockey last night. We got to dissect that when we return.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
We'll spend a minute or two talking some playoff pucks right now. You had two great games last night. So the Florida Panthers were on their home ice And this is for a game five. They're up 3-1, trying to eliminate the Boston Bruins. And you take a look at the ending of that game in the third period. It was just wild. You know, Pasternak, I thought, definitely put the puck in the net. I've watched it 1,000 times. It would have put him up 3-1. I don't know how he didn't put that puck in. And then at the end, when the Cats are trying to get a late goal in the final seconds to extend this game and get it into overtime and just rip the hearts out of the Boston Bruins, Swayman made a great save. I don't know how Reinhart didn't put that puck in the net either. It was absolutely chaos. But let me take you back, because I'm just a sucker for hearing the local radio calls during the playoffs. Let's go to the second period. This is 10:25 into the period. It's 1-1 game. This is the Charlie McAvoy goal, which ended up somehow, some way, being the game winner with how many chances there were in the third period for the Bruins to extend their lead or the Panthers to tie it up. But there was no luck either way, and the Bruins ended up holding on off this goal to win the game 2-1.
Coyle sidesteps the check to Frederick in flight over the line right side. Right circle, drops Coyle, back into the slot, McAvoy shoots, he scores! Charlie McAvoy sizzles it home, his first in the playoffs, Bruins 2, Panthers 1.
And that's the Bruins radio network. So you watch that game, and it was breathtaking, it really was. And there is, to me, there is nothing like playoff hockey. With the atmosphere in those buildings, how close those games are, the comebacks that we have seen. You know, no series in hockey is truly over until it's over. And you saw how many chances the Panthers had last night to maybe tie it up and to end this series. And the fact that none of them went in was absolutely bonkers. And it speaks to how good Swayman was in net. But now that series is 3-2 going back to Boston. And you've seen it now in both Eastern Conference series that are remaining, where the Rangers were up 3-1 at home, right? They get that goal from Jacob Trouba. I'm going nuts with all the whiskey gingers that I had at Madison Square Garden that night in the box I was in. And I'm thinking, okay, up 1-0. As you go into the third period, the game's not over, obviously. Carolina has a great team. But I'm thinking to myself, you got a shorthanded goal by your captain, Jacob Trouba, who has really done nothing in this postseason, and they're in a good spot. But then Carolina had a great effort in the third period, and the Rangers were just lifeless, really lifeless in that third. So you've now seen in both Eastern Conference series where it feels like momentum is starting to shift, but just because momentum is starting to shift doesn't mean that the Rangers and Panthers aren't going to win these series. But now you go from both these teams, the Panthers and the Rangers, being up 3-1 on their home ice, losing game five, and now you have to go into a road building, right? Boston now going back home. Panthers trying to close them out. And would it be so? Because you got to remember, last year, the Bruins were up 3-1. That started the Panthers' great run to the Stanley Cup final. Can you imagine if the Bruins get their payback this year after being down 3? Oh, Sully would be insufferable. I was texting with Sully last night during the game. I love Sully because he's so emotional this time of the year. And whenever you mention a player on the other team, he just says, bleep that guy. You know, in Sully's thick Bostonian masshole type of accent. And last night I texted Sully, I can't believe the Reinhart goal didn't go in. And he's like, bleep Reinhart. Bleep him. How about the Swayman? How about Swayman? Sully was going bonkers last night. But in both those series, it's going to be fascinating to see what's going to happen now in game six. Because you go, not that you can't win a game seven in your own building for both those teams, but you blow a 3-1 lead. That's tough to do. That is tough to do to then win that game seven. I think the Panthers will find a way to close out this series in Boston. I actually like both road teams in game six, which, not to sound like McLovin and go against the grain like Andrew Perloff does, but the Panthers, man, they're to me the best team remaining in the Stanley Cup playoffs. I think they're the best team, and no one, No one thinks the Rangers are going to win game six. No one does. No one thinks the Rangers are going into Carolina and they're going to find a way to take the Hurricanes. Just listening by all the analysis, how the Rangers went up 3-0 in this series, right? They're up 3-0 in this series. And a lot of people thought that the Rangers, because in game two and game three, they didn't play great. They were outshot in both of them, and they found a way to get the overtime winners. And a lot of people think that, and even Vegas, they think Carolina's the best. Rangers have been underdog the whole series. So I think the Rangers win game six. Get you know, either Panarin or Zibanejad have to step up. And then when you get into the Bruins and the end of the Panthers series, I just think the Panthers are a better team. But that becomes a fascinating spot where you had chances to eliminate those teams on your home ice, and now you got to go into their building as the Panthers go to Boston and the Rangers go to Carolina, both teams up 3-2. And then you thought the Bruins and the Panthers game was nuts. The Oilers-Canucks game was bonkers last night. So Edmonton down 2-1 in the series. Give a lot of credit to Tocchet, the coach of Vancouver, coming off the TNT set. He's done a sensational job with the Canucks. And you see Leon Draisaitl and Ryan Nugent-Hopkins put the Oilers up 2-0 early in their own building, trying to tie up this series 2-2. The Canucks get two third-period goals. The second one came with 18-19 into the period. So you're less than 2 minutes remaining at this point. Pull the goalie. You tie it up at 2-2. So what does everyone think? Oh, that game's going to go to overtime. And you have a team that gets the goal late in the third. They carry over the momentum into overtime. And then they steal one on the Oilers' home ice. And they take a commanding 3-1 series lead. Well, 61 seconds later, with under a minute to go in the game, Evan Bouchard hits this goal. And Edmonton at home, you want to talk about theatrics and a building just going crazy. On this goal, it did that. Let's listen up to Oilers Radio.
We're tied at two. Draisaitl behind the Vancouver net. Send it out in front. Bouchard, a shot. Score! 3-2, Edmonton! 38 seconds to play!
I couldn't believe that. I thought that'd be a little bit more of a better call. That was the Oilers radio network? Man, play me that one more time. Well, let me hear that one more time.
We're tied at two. Draisaitl behind the Vancouver net. Send it out in front. Bouchard, a shot. Score! 3-2, Edmonton! 38 seconds to play!
Really? If that was Dave Mishkin who does the Lightning games, Botcher would have to put his level on the board at the lowest rate possible. Because he would have blown all of our eardrums out. That, I don't know if that's, well, no, it can't be local TV at this point. Because you're in the second round. Oilers, that's Oilers radio. That's not something streaming or something where you could see it. That sounded more like a TV type of call. That's crazy. And that game last, I was up late watching that. You know, obviously stuck around for the Nuggets and the Timberwolves game. So I knew last night was going to be a late night. But that call did not do that moment justice. Where Vancouver looks like they're going to stun you in your own building, get the game to overtime, where they get the goal with under 2 minutes to go, and then 61 seconds later, with under a minute left in the game, you put that puck in the net to win the game, 3-2, and tie the series at 2-2. Man, I thought you'd hear a little bit more electricity from the announcer, a little more exuberance, if I may say so myself. All righty. It is a Winkler Wednesday. We'll do so on the other side. We'll connect with Bart Winkler. Let's get the latest update in, though, first. Here's the Ackman, Rich Ackerman.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show. It's an epic battle for the Infinity Sports Network. Zach.
Lethargic, putrid, pathetic. Quitters. They're quitters. What a joke.
Bart.
Something fun to talk about? That's what we do here. It's like, hey, guys, it's like we're just hanging out at a bar talking sports.
It's time for Winkler Wednesday. Only on the Zach Gelb Show.
So this year when we were at the Final Four in Phoenix, you know, they have a bunch of radio stations out there and the national shows were yours truly, Doug Gottlieb's. And then also you had Sirius out there too, you know, their college channel. So I was talking to Doug Gottlieb when we were out there, and I guess Samter used to produce him or it was like a board op for him back in the day. And he was talking about how much he wants to coach. And we've known this before with Doug, like he's been up for jobs in the past or there's been, or he's talked about how he wanted to coach in the past. And I saw that the other day that Doug Gottlieb has now been named the University of Wisconsin Green Bay head coach. So, you know, sometimes in this radio business, like people won't say the names of other networks and technically we're up against Doug and, you know, it's viewed as competition. And I have no problem mentioning another host or mentioning another network. So congratulations to Doug Gottlieb. So now when we talk about him becoming the next basketball coach at the University of Wisconsin Green Bay, and he'll still continue to do his radio show, I think of one man and one man only. And that's Bart Winkler. That is Mr. Wisconsin who joins us right now. Bart, how are you? You a big fan of the Gottlieb hire?
Can we, I don't, he's in another station. Can we mention his name? I'll say this about the hire. Like for Doug, wow. For Doug, like you've wanted to be a coach forever. Okay. You got a university to give you a job, mm-hmm. Division I. You also got them to let you still do your radio show. For Doug and his career aspirations, nothing but kudos and congratulations.
Here comes a butt. I'm sensing a butt somewhere.
For the University of Green Bay, this is a meme hire, and this makes you a meme university. Like, this makes you look silly and desperate.
Why?
And stupid. If you're going to hire a head coach, and the Horizon League, like all of these one bid leagues, this is a one bid league for the tournament. This is a tough league. This is a bus league. You know, this is not a extravagant league, and you're going to have to put in the grind. And the moment you get a guy that's relatively decent, like what happens? Oh, a bigger school comes and plucks them from that conference. Now with the transfer portal. I think that the like college coaches, and especially the ones that I've talked to and the ones that, you know, I've seen in action, just not even the full picture, but I can't think of a job where there's not enough hours in the week. And I'm not talking like 40, 50, 60, however many you work.
Yeah.
168. They're on the clock all the time.
But they also, to be fair, he has a Bill Ryder type of shift. He does 2 hours, you know?
2 hours. Zach, you do three. So what if...
I've done five. I've done six. I've done seven. I've done eight. But two hours?
On the weekends, you do eight. What if Doug Gottlieb all of a sudden is 30-5 every year and goes to the conference tournament, wins it, goes to March Madness? Then it just shows everybody, it reveals the secret, how little work we have to put in to our profession. We don't want that. So all radio hosts, even though he's one of us,
we want him to fail.
Be rooting against Doug, so the secret's not out.
So here's my take on it. And I know that Bart is marinated in sarcasm today as he joins us as always. Bart Winkler.
I meant every word of that.
So I actually am more surprised that Fox is letting him continue to do his radio show rather than the university is. Like, no offense. And you know me, I never look down on the little fella. But how often are people ever talking about the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay when it comes to basketball? This will at least get people talking about them at the higher. And also, it provides a major platform with a major network for those students that go there, because you don't think Doug's not going to put in a kid or two on his show, or like Colin Coward isn't going to talk about Gottlieb, who's been a colleague of his forever. So I'm actually surprised that Fox is allowing him to do both. Rather, like, I think it's more of a gain for the university than it is for Fox, because it takes away from the preparation of doing the show and all that stuff.
I suppose so. I mean, it's going to take away preparation of doing the game. I think, like, I saw Gottlieb talk about this, and he says it's going to be a two-way street. Like, you know, people can, you know, sponsors that can bring in money. Mm-hmm. We can. Just the fact that I'm there, you know, helps both.
Like, I think from an NIL perspective and sponsors, that's going to help the university.
But I don't think if there's a recruit that's 17 years old, honestly.
Yeah, is he going to get ood and odd because he's, you know, going on
Doug Gottlieb's radio show? Do they know who Doug Gottlieb is?
Maybe because he did some TV. Maybe because he did TV with, I think when he was here with us at the time, CBS, you know, calling games.
I would think
maybe.
I would think Infinity would let me coach somewhere just to get, exposure on my show.
They can't wait to get you out of the building.
I can't even get a damn article written about me.
Yeah, why have you been you've been tweeting on all these sites to get articles written? You got press when you got hired. You know, I remember a bunch of these outlets were reaching out to me.
I mean, come on, I'm like the first Midwest guy, first mm-hmm. Wisconsin for sure on a national platform. Let's go. Give me some press. Not even my hometown paper called me up.
Well, maybe you call up like Shaka Smart and you ask if you could be like a ball boy on the Marquette staff. And then you could be a ball boy during the day. And then at night you could host successful Bart Winkler show.
I would do that. But now that I know that we can coach Division I with no prior experience. Oh, AAU. I've coached AAU. Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, jeez.
Every AAU coach thinks they can coach.
I hate to remind you. Well, you probably don't care about him anymore because he's no longer on your show. You were the show that had your producer a week ago is now no longer your producer saying because he coaches JV basketball, he could coach the Lakers. I just have to call a spade here.
Doesn't that suck that he left the show right before this happened?
Yeah.
It's like he knew and he ducked out.
What's the name of the school that Gottlieb's coaching again at? What is it? University of Green Bay, Wisconsin? Is that what it is?
It's the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay.
The University of Wisconsin-Green Bay. Shep can't even get that job, but he thinks he's going to get the Lakers job.
He can't even – he's the JV coach. He can't even get the varsity.
Can't even get varsity.
Shep, hey, buddy.
Yeah. See? You leave Bart, then Bart goes unleashed all against you. He'll stab you in the back over and over again. That's cool.
Oh, it's just too good of a joke not to make.
Yeah, Bart Winkler here with us. So, NBA-wise – let's get into what has happened with the Nuggets. I know you were pulling for the Timberwolves. This series was 2-0 in favor of Minnesota. Now it's 3-2, and it feels like this is over, and Denver will win one more game in this series.
So I fancy myself as someone that knows a lot about the NBA playoffs. Mm-hmm. I just feel like I'm superior at watching it, citing when the Bucks were down 2-0 to the Suns, and I thought they'd still win the finals, and everyone thought it was over. And I was talking
to that host that ripped you for that take. I don't know what his name is.
Well, I was talking to one of my old co-hosts the other day. We were texting back and forth after the Timberwolves went up 2-0. And he says, Bart, I think you're right about the Timberwolves. And I go, I am right. I know playoff basketball better than anyone. I go, I don't get a lot right, but when I'm right, I'm right. Mm-hmm. I know I am superior. Well, they haven't won a game in that series since, so I'm maybe not as smart as I thought.
Yeah.
I think one big thing that happened in that series, and I don't know that Jamal Murray should have been suspended. I know, like, retroactively.
He should have been. I thought he should have been suspended, but the commissioner doesn't have a spine.
Well, he wasn't at that game either. He only suspends people if he's at the game. He's very reactional and very emotional. I think he's the worst commissioner we have.
Spineless Silver. Trust me, I'm not a fan of his. Him and Rob Manfred, they could go away never come back.
I think because that series started earlier. It started Saturday and then played Monday. And then remember the Knicks and Pacers played on Wednesday and it was the only game that night. And you thought, well, it lines up with the, but they took a 3-week break. So it really gave the Nuggets time to just refocus. Jokic wins the MVP in that time, which he's told to his face from Shaq, I don't think you deserve this. So we can say all we want about how Jokic just loves his horses. But I mean, when you are going on to accept the MVP and Shaquille O'Neal tells you, you didn't deserve it. I mean, you're not in this league if you don't have the competitive nature to be like, all right, I gotta step up. My team's got to step up.
And he embarrassed Gobert last night. Because the crazy part is, Gobert in game two did not play because, you know, him and his wife or girlfriend, I don't know the relationship, they had a child. And he missed the game. And Jokic, the first time in ever, got shut down. And then what we've seen since then, Superman put back on his cape. And last night, that's one of the great performances you'll ever see. It really is. And he embarrassed the Defensive Player of the Year in Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, and it looks like of all the series, well, I mean, the Celtics, if there's no Donovan Mitchell tonight, that'll probably wrap up. And then that Denver series looks like it's on its way. Knicks and Pacers, we're probably going to see the Pacers win at home and then the Knicks win at home.
I would agree.
That's the way it's going. Thunder and Mavs, I don't know, but
pendulum to me has swung in favor of OKC because it looked like the Mavs were going to go up 3-1 and then SGA just – was brilliant, and Luka Doncic couldn't hit a free throw.
Well, the problem with that is that Luka's hurt playing through it.
Yeah, so but you can't miss. Playoffs. You know what? I know he's hurt, but any. I said this the other day. I'll say it again. It kind of reminded me of like Urban Meyer, where anytime something wouldn't go Urban Meyer's way, he'd fall down on the sideline, and it would look like he was having a heart attack. On this, anytime Luka did something in a negative way the other night, he's grabbing the knee. I get it, it's a legitimate knee sprain. You miss a free throw, you got to make both those free throws at the end of the game. That's the bottom line.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're going to play, you got to, because like Brunson's been hurt, but he was amazing last night.
Yeah.
I do think maybe this is just because we're in the actual moment right now. Maybe it's anecdotal. I do feel like there's more injuries this playoffs, or that injuries are affecting it more. Like if you're the Orlando Magic, you're like, couldn't you have at least just let us beat you then if you're going to go to the next round and not play with Jared Allen or Donovan Mitchell? Like, what's the point? The Celtics are going to get to the Eastern Conference Finals still losing games they shouldn't have because they have no mental toughness.
Yeah, the two game twos.
And I don't know if they're going for that game five money or what the deal is. But we're doing all this. And we're going to end up with Denver and Boston just like we all thought? That's no fun. That sucks.
In all likelihood, probably. I think that'd be a very fun NBA Finals. But the greatness of Nikola Jokic, that to me is in the East, it feels like the story has been Jalen Brunson. For a while in the West, it was Anthony Edwards. But now, since it looks like the Nuggets are going to win that series, I also think there's been more national respect now on the Thunder, especially after the other night. But to see what Jokic has done, we're getting into an all-time great. I would rarely say that someone's a top 10 player of all time after like 8 or 9 seasons. But to see what where this guy was at and now what he is and still with how young he is, only being 29, you're going into a top 10 conference. Like, he's better than Durant. His career right now is better than Durant's career. He's got three MVPs, a championship, and a finals MVP. You know, and his championship means more than Durant's two championships.
I'm having a hard time with this because, like, if you look at the NBA the last few years and say he's the MVP 3 of the last 4 years, I go, sure, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But now when you stack him against the guys that have won 3 and he is in elite company, I'm like, are we ready? Is this guy's a top 10 NBA player all time? I know. I'm having a hard time accepting that, but there's nothing I can do to stop it. The results are the results.
And just as long as this continues, like, let's say, I think he'll play more than 5 years, but you never know. But, like, right now, guy already has 3 MVPs, so you probably think, bare minimum, he wins 2 more. And if he wins another championship this year, probably 2 more.
His shtick that he doesn't care, I think that helps him. I think the media, I think we fall into it. Like, one of these MVPs he does not have if he's not a horse-loving guy who hates basketball.
Well, I think
we're all falling for this trap.
I think what some people say, how they call him boring, is just ridiculous. Like, yeah, he may have a boring personality, but last night was really the first time you saw him take on a personality because he wanted to stick it to Gobert last night. There was no doubt.
Yeah, the game's not boring.
Mm-hmm. But some people say that because they don't watch it.
Yeah, he passes as well as anybody in the league, and you know, shots unconventional. But he does anybody have a conventional shot anymore? I mean, Tyrese is bounce passing shots into the backboard, and Jokic is just overhand weaving them. What the hell are we doing here?
He's Bart Winkler. You can listen to him tonight and every weeknight on the Infinity Sports Network from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time. That was good form. As you can watch Bart on YouTube when he joins us, as he was just showing us his shooting.
I can't physically shoot a three. I don't have enough strength to get it there.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll teach you one day. We'll get Shep to teach you. Shep and Gottlieb will teach you and coach you up, and you'll be an all-star. Coming on back, it is the Zach Gelb Show. News brief next.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements? Unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results with Legion. You don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order now.